Oh, good morning, sunshine. Well, yeah, I guess 4 in the afternoon really isn't morning anymore. Did you have a good nap? Good. I know it can be hard for you to sleep after you take your pills. I get really nervous about how sick they seem to make you sometimes. Remind me to ask about it at your next appointment. Shut up. I do not ask that many questions of Dr. Dotson. And even if I do, it's because I have to be that completely overbearing wife I promised to be during my vows. I did say in sickness and in health, after all. Yes, honey bear, I know you think that means the flu or a cold and not this. But I meant this. I meant that I love you and will love you no matter what. So stop worrying about me for once and worry about yourself. That is where your focus needs to be. And mine too. Well, I did the dishes and cleaned the counters. Right as you walked in, I was finishing cleaning up the stuff I was deep cleaning the bathroom with. Never got to it this morning after the pills made you sick. I felt so bad watching you suffer like that, honey bear. And after I go upstairs and change, I'm going to sweep and vacuum. What can you do? You can march that cute little butt into the living room and onto the couch, curl up under a blanket, and find something to watch. Stop, it's not a big deal. You were sleeping, not neglecting your chores or me. It's okay. Now go relax while I get out of this. Hey, honey bear. We should probably think of what food. Hey, where'd you go? Are you in the bathroom? Are you getting sick? Don't need to cover up your back? Babe, where are you? What are you doing? So, I think the exact words were sit on the couch and watch something. Not grab a broom and sweep the kitchen. Want to explain why you decided this was a good idea? Baby, come sit with me, please. Look, you are sick. Whether you want to admit it or I want to admit it, you are sick. And the only things that can make you completely better are pills filled with stuff that is actually attempting to kill you. That's some rough stuff. And you're fighting so damn hard to be brave and happy through it, but it hurts and makes you so weak sometimes, and I can see that. That's why I don't care if you do almost all the chores around here or none of them. Because as far as I'm concerned, you only have one real job around here. And that's to keep going. Yeah, your only obligations to the members of this house is to stay alive and stay as happy and positive as you can. And I know that can be hard, so I make it my job to make sure you have as good of days as you can. Because while you have an obligation to be here, I have an obligation to always love you and be there for you. So please, just go sit down out there, curl up, and fall asleep if you want. But you focus on you, and I'll focus on all of this. Because then I know I'd be doing something to help. And that you can be just a little bit happier. Alright, go sit down. Bring your drink in.